Yes, Jim Mora, we are talking about the playoffs. Hello, this is Kevin Taylor, your host for Sports Invasion's NFL Wild Card Weekend podcast. The playoffs have started, and it is the most exciting time in the NFL season. I'm here to talk to you about the four games that are coming up this weekend. It's interesting because, in all honesty, I couldn't really care less about the two AFC games, and I couldn't really care more about the two NFC games. I'm just incredibly intrigued by both of those matchups in the AFC. I don't see it mattering as much because I'm pretty sure that it's going to be Denver and New England in the AFC Championship. In the NFC, I could really see any team beating anybody, including in Seattle. I know that might sound crazy, but Seattle has shown in the last couple weeks that they're beatable at home, and I think it might happen. I still like Seattle at this point, but let's not jump ahead. Let's start with the wild card games that are coming up this weekend. And the first game is Kansas City at Indianapolis. Now, these two teams faced off just a couple weeks ago in Kansas City, and Indianapolis actually dominated the game. They won 23-7, and it really wasn't even that close. Indianapolis just really dominated throughout. And the Colts are a very interesting team because before Reggie Wayne went down, I would probably argue that the Colts might have been the team that could most easily, I guess, or had the best chance to beat Denver in Denver. And the only reason I say that is because obviously the Colts have the history with Peyton Manning, and I think maybe that might have been able to play into their advantage. The Colts have three of the most impressive wins in the entire NFL season, dominating San Francisco early on in the season at San Francisco, and then home wins against Denver and Seattle. But all of those came with Reggie Wayne in the lineup, and since he's been out, they have gone 6-3, but their wins are outside the Kansas City one that I mentioned are two wins over Houston, two wins over Tennessee, and one win over Jacksonville. So that really doesn't impress me that much at all, and I think that this team has just looked downright awful at times, especially in first halves of games where they've been dominated by teams, and I just don't have a lot of faith in this Colts offense. I love Andrew Luck, and I think he's an absolute star in the making. I think he already is a star, and I'd be pretty shocked if he doesn't make it to or maybe even win a Super Bowl in his career. But if you just look at the weapons around him, there's just not much to love when you look at Indianapolis. Donald Brown has kind of come on as of late, and I think he's the number one running back over Trent Richardson, who's just kind of fallen flat in his face in Indianapolis. I think maybe with an offseason under his belt and coming back, he'll be a little more productive, but it doesn't seem like he's the every down, bruising, fantastic running back that we thought he would be coming out of college. Again, it's only his second year, so I think he has a lot of time to develop. But you look at the wide receivers, T.Y. Hilton has stepped up and become the number one option. I don't know that he's ready to lead a wide receiver core to a win in this game. I mean, Kobe Fleener's, he's iffy. I'm not a huge faith on him. Griff Whalen is maybe your next option. And if you're in the playoffs, I think you need to have a lot more weapons than that. Kansas City is an interesting team because the knock on them, you know, for the first 9 weeks, it was all about their defense, and the question was whether their offense would be able to help them out and get them enough points to beat the teams like the Denvers and the New Englands. And the second half of the season was completely different. Their defense kind of fell apart, and the offense actually stepped up. Between them losing 27-17 at Denver and then their 23-7 loss in Indianapolis, they played five games and averaged 41 points. Which is saying a lot from a guy like Alex Smith, who is mainly known as a game manager. For him to be able to put all those points on the board, and clearly, if Peyton Manning didn't exist this season, Jamaal Charles would, I think, be a runaway for the MVP. And MVP is the specific thing there. He's so valuable to this offense. And he counts for, I think they said, 30-something percent of the yards. He's the leading receiver on the team, number one option for Alex Smith, and of course all his running as well. He's going to have a huge game in order for them to pull off this upset. It's funny because as soon as I saw the matchup, for whatever reason, my gut said Kansas City, even though Kansas City just lost to Indianapolis, and they ended the season 2-5, losing to playoff teams every time. It was San Diego twice. Of course, last week they lost with their second stringers, and they had a chance to win. They had a chance to beat the San Diego Chargers and keep them out of the playoffs. And, well, you know, we all know what happened with Ryan Succop. I mean, I don't know how you miss a 41-yard field goal to knock a division rival out of the playoffs, but he did. that's another story. We'll get to that when we talk to the Chargers. But just looking at this game, Kansas City is a 3-point underdog. I like them with the spread. And to be honest with you, I like them to win the game. Even though they have struggled recently, I love Andy Reid as a coach. I think his playoff experience is going to come back and be useful in this game. I expect the guys, Tom Bahali and company, to take pride in their defense because, as I've said, they've really fallen apart in recent weeks. And all the talk was about how great they were leading up to the last few games of the season, and they've just really been terrible. So I think that they're going to bounce back. I think they're going to find a way to contain Andrew Luck and this somewhat depleted offense. I'm looking at a score of 24-17 Kansas City. I think they pull off the road upset. I think they move on. They're going to struggle next week, assuming they're going to play. They're going to play Denver. That's going to be tough for them. But I just think Kansas City wins this game. Again, I'm not 100% sure why a lot of the stats and the wins leading up to this are pointing towards Indianapolis, but my gut is saying Kansas City, and I think they're going to win the game. The next game on Saturday is one that I'm very intrigued about. For those who don't know, I am a big New Orleans fan. I'm from there, so I'm obviously biased towards the Saints. They are visiting Philadelphia. I think outside of Dallas, the city of New Orleans was probably pulling for the Cowboys more than anybody else last week, because if the Saints were traveling to Dallas this week, I'd have full confidence that they'd be able to pull off the victory, even with their road struggles. They dominated the Cowboys earlier this year with an NFL record 40 first downs at home. Of course, in Dallas, it could be a different story, but I'd have a lot more confidence playing Dallas and Kyle Orton than I would Nick Foles in this incredible Philadelphia offense that has really come on strong. And Philadelphia has won 7 of their last 8 games. The lone blemish was a head scratcher, obviously, when they were blown out by Minnesota of all teams, allowing 48 points, which is what gives me some hope that New Orleans will be able to stay with them in what really should be a shootout game. The point spread is 54 points, and even though it's going to be, I believe they set a high of 21 degrees in Philadelphia, I think the point spread is going to be beat, even though what's interesting is that the Saints have actually struggled on offense. That's usually their specialty, but if you look back at this, the Saints haven't won on the road since November 21st at Atlanta. And in the last 7 games, they've only scored more than 24 points twice, which is unbelievable because this team should be averaging 24 at least, if not more. And so that gives me a bit of a concern, although Philadelphia is 26th ranked defense. They don't really scare me that much, but if you look at this game, I think the ultimate factor is going to be the Saints and their struggles on the road. It's somewhat of a broken record, but it has to be said. If there's something that I'm looking at for a positive for the Saints, it's the complete lack of playoff experience for the Philadelphia Eagles. You look at Nick Foles, this is going to be his first playoff start. I expect there to be nerves there the first couple of drives. And probably more importantly is this is Chip Kelly's first playoff game. What's a very popular saying is that coaches win and lose close games. And if this turns out to be a close game, then I'm definitely going to give the advantage to Sean Payton, who has, of course, led the Saints to a Super Bowl since he's been in New Orleans. This is Chip Kelly's first playoff game. He might take a couple unnecessary risks. And if the Saints can flip the field a couple times, maybe get a couple quick scores, they'll be able to pull this out. Unfortunately, as much as I would love to pull the trigger on the upset and say that I think my Saints are going to win, I just don't see it. I think Philadelphia is playing too well right now. And I'll say this, I'm going to pick Philadelphia to win the game. But a lot of people are trying to find a team in the NFC that can knock off Seattle. All year I've been saying I think it's going to be Carolina, if it's anybody, because they're very much built like Seattle. They have a mobile young quarterback in Cam Newton who's played fantastic football. This entire season has very much impressed me. And this defense is one of the few that can go toe-to-toe with the defense of Seattle. And if you look at Seattle, what's interesting to me about it is that I absolutely love Russell Wilson. I think he's going to be an absolute star in this league, and I'd be shocked if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, maybe not this year, maybe next year. He's just that talented. And of course, you have beast mode Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. But if you look at the rest of their offense, they're not built to win a shootout. And a lot of the offenses, New Orleans and Philadelphia, and even San Francisco and Green Bay, if they manage to get that far, can win shootouts. And I'm not sure that Seattle can when you have Doug Baldwin and Golden Tate as your top two wide receivers. It doesn't sound like Percy Harvin is going to be coming back for the playoffs this year. Even if he does, he's probably only going to be 75% of himself, if that. He's not going to be as effective as they were expecting him to be this year. And so I just don't know that they'll be able to win a game if it has to turn into a shootout. Getting me back to Philadelphia, why not the Eagles as a team to potentially knock them off? Especially because you look at their offense. Philadelphia's offense is a no-huddle, signal-based offense. So if there's one team that is going to be the least affected by the incredible crowd noise at Seattle, you have to figure it's Philadelphia, because they're not going to really need to use much vocalization and confusion on the line. They all are based on individual signals that are really not going to be affected at all by the sound. So I don't think Seattle wants to play Philadelphia. I think that could be a team that could knock them off if it has to go to a shootout. Having said that, Seattle's defense is very capable of shutting down Philadelphia's offense. And Nick Foles has looked average at times. As great as he has been in multiple games, he has looked average at times. And so I think Philadelphia is going to win this game. I'm looking in the area of 31-24. If it was a little warmer, I'd say it was probably a 38-31 game. It still very well could be that. But that's the kind of score I'm looking at. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope my Saints can pull off the upset. But I think Philadelphia is just playing too well right now, and it's going to be tough for them to win a cold road game. It just really is, and it's going to be tough. And I think Philadelphia wins this game. So going to Sunday now, the first game, we have San Diego at Cincinnati. And Cincinnati is a 7-point favorite, and I really don't see them having too many struggles in this game. You look at the Chargers, and they're such a Jekyll and Hyde team this year. They have arguably the two most impressive wins on the calendar, if not for Arizona's upset over Seattle 2 weeks ago. The Chargers won in Kansas City when Kansas City was 9-1, and they won in Denver a few weeks ago, which no one has done all year except for them. But also, when you look at their schedule, they've lost to Houston, Oakland, Tennessee, and Washington. I'm going to say a couple of those teams again. Houston, 2-14. Now, this was before the wheels fell off. This was in week one, but they lost to Houston, blew a huge home lead in the opening season. They lost to Oakland, and they lost to Washington. So the Chargers are what I like to say. They are a good, bad team. They really aren't that great, and they snuck into the playoffs again, and they had to make a 10-point comeback at home against the Kansas City second stringers. And now you're going to travel to Cincinnati to play a Bengals team that is 8-0 at home and haven't really even been challenged at home. And they also beat San Diego in San Diego just a few weeks ago. The Bengals have beaten the Green Bay Packers at home when Aaron Rodgers was playing. They beat the Patriots at home when Gronk was still playing. And they have wins over the Colts as well at home. I just love this Cincinnati team to really just dominate this game, honestly. I'd be pretty surprised if it's in the fourth quarter and this isn't a double-digit lead for the Bengals. They've just been too good at home. The big question for the Bengals really is Andy Dalton. And it's interesting because it's really tough to judge his playoff performances, because he's 0-2 in the playoffs, but he's also played at Houston both times. And the last couple of years, their defense kind of fell apart this year, but Texans' defense has been one of the toughest defenses in the league. So now he finally gets a home game. He's comfortable in his own stadium. He's playing a San Diego defense that isn't very impressive. I just see Cincinnati dominating this game. I really do. San Diego, of course, is capable of pulling off the win. They've pulled off impressive wins, specifically road wins, as I mentioned before, this year. The Chargers have won 4 games in a row. One of those was against Denver, but the other ones were against the Giants, the Raiders, and the second-string Chiefs. So I don't really have a ton of confidence in the Chargers based on those victories. I think the Bengals pull this one out fairly easily. The score I have is 27-14, which is covering the 7-point spread. It's going to be the under on the points. The Chargers are fully capable of putting up 30, and this could actually turn into a shootout. These are two very talented offenses. I just don't think the Chargers are going to be able to put up a lot of points against the Cincinnati defense. I think Cincinnati cruises in this one. Again, I say 27-14. Could be more. I think the very least it's going to be a 10-point win for the Bengals. I see them getting their first win. They're probably going to struggle next week when they have to travel to New England, assuming they win. But I think this week they're going to have an easy victory. The last game on the schedule is San Francisco at Green Bay. And this game, I genuinely don't know who's going to win. I keep going back and forth on this game. And it's gonna be an interesting one, that's for sure. These two actually have a lot of history. In the past couple of years, San Francisco knocked off Green Bay last year, absolutely destroying them at home. And then earlier this year in week one, the Packers lost at San Francisco 34-28. So San Francisco's had their number, but you look at Green Bay, and they have a lot of energy now with Aaron Rodgers coming back. They went 2-5-1 without him. He comes back at Chicago, a playoff game for them, and he leads them to victory. There was a fluke touchdown on the fumble, and the Bears blew a coverage on the final play. But Aaron Rodgers got it done, as he normally does. As Stephen A. Smith loves to say, he's a bad man, and I absolutely agree with him. San Francisco, on the other hand, is one of the most complete teams in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick has a lot of questions, understandably, but he has absolutely destroyed this defense the last two times he's played them. The big question is, will Jim Harbaugh let Kaepernick run? Because that's the reason that the Packers haven't been able to contain him this whole time. However, throughout this whole season, Harbaugh's basically had Kaepernick in handcuffs and has turned into a pocket passer, which isn't Kaepernick's game. He could develop it. Eventually, it's only his second year. He is a below-average pocket passer. And so if they want to beat Green Bay, they have to be able, Kaepernick has to be able to run the ball. That's the bottom line. And the big factor for me here, of course, you have the home field advantage for Green Bay. It is going to be a high of 4 degrees in Green Bay on Sunday with a low of negative 15. Cold-blooded indeed. It's just going to be absolutely freezing in Green Bay, and that gives a huge advantage to the Packers, who are used to playing in the cold. San Francisco, they're used to 60 degrees and brisk at best, and it's not going to be that. It's just such an interesting game. I really like the under 48 points in this game. I don't see either team getting more than 30 points. I just think it's going to be an ugly defensive game, even with the incredible offenses these two teams have. It's going to be tough to really get anything going. I think there's going to be a lot of drop passes because the football is going to be absolutely freezing. And if there's any bullet passes, I think the receivers are going to have a lot of trouble handling it. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be a cold game. And because of that, I have to give the slight edge to Green Bay at this point. Even though San Francisco has owned them in the past couple of years, I think Green Bay gets it this time. I think Aaron Rodgers is back, and I don't want to count out Aaron Rodgers for anything. Let's remind you that when the Packers won their Super Bowl a few years ago, they were the sixth seed. And then when they had home field advantage the year after, they lost at home to the Giants. So the Packers kind of like this underdog mentality. Even though they're at home and they are favorites, I think a lot of people are picking the Niners to win this, and for good reason, because their defense is obviously stacked. Their offense is finally healthy with Michael Crabtree coming back, Anquan Boldin. There's a lot of talent on that offense. But I'm going to give the slight edge to the Packers, even though they won't have Clay Matthews, which is a huge loss. Right now, the score I have in my mind is 20-17. That's what I think it's going to be. I keep going back and forth on whether it's going to be the 49ers or the Packers. I say this a lot, and I'm going to say it again. In close toss-up games like this, I'm going to go with the home team every time, and that's what I'm doing this week. I think the Packers barely pull this one out. If the Niners go out and win this, I won't be shocked. If they dominate, I won't be shocked. If the Packers dominate, anything is possible in this game. I can't wait to watch this game because I genuinely have no idea how it's going to play out. There's any number of ways it could, and if you told me any score and any team winning, I would say I could see that happening. So I love those kind of games. It's going to be unpredictable. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I haven't really been around much this year, but I'm going to definitely do one next week. I love doing these in the playoffs. I'm going to give all my predictions on each game, the spread, the points, and hopefully I can win you guys some money if you're confident in my picks. I'm confident in mine, of course, but that's just me. Thank you again for listening to Sports Invasion's Wild Card Weekend podcast. We'll be back next week for the divisional round. Thank you guys so much, and happy holidays.